How many Republican candidates for president does it take to change a Jewish light bulb? None. There will be no change this election regarding the question, is it good for the Jews? That is, if all the Republican presidential hopefuls, except for Ron Paul, have their way. Leading the pack of the Jewish vote chasers is Newt Gingrich, who simply can't say enough to prove that he loves the Jews more than thou, more than the rest of the political hacks. For what could please the Jews more than saying that the Palestinians are not even to be considered a people? Well, that's exactly what Gingrich told a Talmudic Jewish interviewer last week, opposing the entire world's outrage over international Jewry's genocidal policies toward the Palestinian people, in the following clip with a Jewish television network.
I think that we've had an invented Palestinian people.
Or how about this for groveling for the Jewish vote, with Gingrich calling the master of Palestinian genocide, Bibi Netanyahu, his alter ego.
Who do you see as some of your ideological fellow travelers?
Well, I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I see myself as, in many ways, being pretty close to Bibi Netanyahu.
And groveling even further for the vote that really matters on Capitol Hill these days, Gingrich told his well-heeled Jewish audience at the Republican-Jewish coalition debate last week. And by the way, Ron Paul was not invited. Just what makes for an electable candidate in our Jewish run media political world. The very first thing he would do as president, if elected, on his very first day, Gingrich told his hoped-for Jewish backers, would be to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel rather than Tel Aviv.
In a Gingrich administration, the opening day, there will be an executive order about 2 hours after the inaugural address. We will send the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as of that day.
Now, what does this have to do with America's interests, I ask you? Instead of seeing how America can best be served his first day in office if elected, Gingrich is promising to the Jews a big matzo ball to swallow so that they can regurgitate even more dollars into his campaign coffers. Next, Gingrich injected his Jewish audience with a serum of bloodshed, bringing them to a state of euphoria, promising them that he would appoint John Bolton, the Jewish neocon's favorite window dressing, as his Secretary of State.
If he will accept it, I will ask John Bolton to be Secretary of State.
Thus, with Bolton overseeing foreign policy, we will then have, in a Gingrich presidency, a return of the Jewish neocon regime of the Bush days back in the White House. And that can only mean more wars, more bloodshed, more global chaos, more of the war on terrorism hoax, which wars only against our own freedoms, and more of our Gentile youth sent home in body bags, for Jewry does not send its own sons and daughters to fight in their wars. Now, isn't it time, my fellow Americans, that Gingrich and all the rest of the grovelers for the Jewish vote seek what's good for America and no longer what's good for the Jews?